It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Tom Berry is Minnesota Sea Grant's resiliency specialist, and there's a workshop coming up next week. It's next Tuesday, as a matter of fact, called Preparing Urban Green Spaces in the Lake Superior Watershed for Climate Change. Hey, Tom, good morning. It's good to have you.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks.
So talk a little bit about who you would like to have attend this workshop. Is this going to be for scientists and urban planning type people, or is it going to be accessible enough that anyone who is concerned about these issues could attend and learn something?
Yeah, really all of the above. I mean, the focus is on our urban forest. So we're looking for municipal foresters, planners, park managers, arborists, you know, landscape professionals, those folks that really the urban forest is a key focus in their work. However, we are getting a great deal of interest from the public and for example, gardeners or master gardeners, that sort of thing. So we really, we've designed the program so that it will dig in and be specific enough to offer these professionals that we're reaching out to, a good training. At the same time, we are open to the public, and we think that the materials transcend a broad audience.
I am fascinated at the idea of urban forestry. Just the fact that there is that job title really makes me happy. You know, my job is to manage a forest in a town. I really like that idea. I think that's great. What kinds of things will you be talking to the participants about? Yes, I am asking you to scoop your workshop, but what are some of the things that you'll be talking with them about and encouraging them to perhaps do differently from a way that they're doing things now?
Yeah, you bet. So what we're going to start with is we're bringing in Kenny Blumenfeld, who's a senior climatologist, and he's just terrific. He's with the DNR, and part of his job is to go around the state and helping people understand what can be rather complex and confusing climate data. So he boils it down into a very focused way so that we really think about what is happening right now and what are the trends that we are most concerned about. So that we want to get everyone on the same page. And so that's how we're going to start the day. And then we're going to look at, all right, what are, given these climate changes that we are currently experiencing and we anticipate to continue, what are the impacts to our urban forests and our green spaces? That's a huge concern in Duluth, where our urban forest is one of our treasures, you know, for whether it's for recreation or, aesthetics or the biodiversity protection and all of those sorts of things that our Duluth urban forest does for us. Many of us are really concerned about its health. So we're going to focus on that, and that's going to be led by Leslie Brandt, who is a climate change specialist with the Northern Institute of Applied Climate Science. We're going to also look at how do invasive species fit into all of this, because we're seeing new movement or greater movement or new species popping up because of, you know, changing overwintering temperatures, that sort of thing. So we have Lori Seal, who works with the Stewardship Network, and she's going to talk about that exotic or invasive species connection to climate change. And then we're going to start to, we're trying to provide some content, some good content, so that we're all thinking about what do we need to know. But we also, a big part of the workshop is looking at what do we do? How do we do it? How do we identify our vulnerable areas? How do we work through problems in our community that are specific? So there is a Forest Service workbook that we use. It's the Forest Adaptation Resources, Climate Change Tools and Approaches for Land Managers. So we have a set curriculum that's really useful and helpful to guide folks through thinking about identifying problems and identifying solutions. So we're going to take a look at that. We're going to use that. We are going to look at examples of adaptation efforts that are present in other urban green spaces. My colleague here at Sea Grant, Jesse Schomburg, is going to talk about how our city ordinances may need to be audited to allow us for more innovative or creative approaches to dealing with some of these challenges.
Tom.
Let's see. We're gonna eat a great lunch. It's really. I that sounded real wordy. It's gonna be pretty active. We have lots of action, and so we're looking forward to a full day, and that people will leave tired.
Let me play devil's advocate for just a moment.
You bet.
Because obviously, as I said, this is all about gotcha journalism. There was a climate report that came out last week that. Was, I think it was last week or perhaps the week before, that was devastating. It was very serious. It has had a lot of people nationally and internationally feeling very sobered by the information that was presented in that report. When we think about our small-scale efforts here in town, does it strike you at obviously it wouldn't, but it strikes me that it could be seen through some lens almost as rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic to be talking about, what should we be doing with urban forests? And it's like, well, is there going to be an urban forest? Is there going to be anything? Are we going to hit the tipping point where we can't recover from this? What's your reaction when... What would be your reaction to what you're working on now in relation to some of the really big, the really big picture?
Yeah, Lisa, that's a really strong and fair point that it is sobering. The news from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change was not a surprise, but nonetheless it set many of us back. And so, number one, there is a certain amount of distress. The people that are following this issue and are aware are feeling a great deal of distress. And number one, we need to acknowledge that that distress. And that's a whole other topic you and I can talk about sometime, is sort of the mental health and wellness aspect of our changing climate. But to get back to sort of, all right, why do we care, And I think two things happened in October that remind me of why I care and why we need individual action that adds up to collective action. One was the report you mentioned, the IPCC report, and the other was our storm, early in the month, or October 10th, I think it was. And so the report reminded us that we need action. We need action right now. And so when we're talking about our urban forests, there is so much of what we do to manage our urban forests appropriately that allow us to take carbon out of the atmosphere. I mean, that forests are carbon sinks. They help us hold carbon. And so right there, forest action can be climate action, and we need all the action we can get. So there's one positive, we need this action. And then the storm, well, that reminds us that while we can't say that the storm was 100% climate change, we know that climate change is fueling our storms, and we're seeing changes in weather, and whereas October storms and November storms aren't new, intensity, water levels, there are all kinds of factors that are changing. And so that reminds us we need to be prepared for events like October 10 storms and other changing weather events. And so those two things together charge me up that we need to take action to slow carbon, release, and think about that on all levels across society, including, what our urban forests can do. And we need to prepare for these changes, whether the slow and creeping changes or the sort of episodic severe weather events. So, That's how I think about it. That and like I said a minute ago, if Duluth takes action and Ashland takes action and Minneapolis takes action, communities taking action alone feels a little feudal. But when we start to see these networks of communities and we see across the country that there's so many municipal areas that are not being stopped by our federal government, we are moving forward, that leads to the little leads to the big. You know, the individual leads to the collective. So we got to power on.
Tom, you are always inspirational to talk to, and that's why it's such a good idea that we talk to you a little more often. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
And Lisa, can I say, we have a few more spots, so if anyone wants to join us next week, they should just Google Tom Beery, Minnesota Sea Grant, and I'll get them set.
And you know what else they can do? They can click on the link that we're going to get set up on our webpage.
Perfect.
I kind of thought so.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks so much, Tom. Tom Beery of Minnesota Sea Grant, he's the resiliency specialist. And as I mentioned, we'll get a link set up to the workshop on our webpage. So if folks want more information, it will be easy to find. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.